The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hey there, welcome to another edition of From the Podium, the Arrowhead Pride podcast, when you get to hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs, and I'll provide a little bit of color along the way. My name is Pete Sweeney. I'm the editor-in-chief over at arrowheadpride.com, and we're back in the mix in Kansas City. Tuesday practice in Kansas City, the first practice since the Chiefs left St. Joe. They're headed into their third preseason game against the San Francisco 49ers on Saturday night at 7 o'clock, and to start the week, we heard from head coach Andy Reid, quarterback Patrick Mahomes, defensive lineman Frank Clark, and a familiar face, offensive lineman Jeff Allen. The Chiefs brought him back. Obviously says something about their offensive line depth. Allen was at the podium. You'll hear him last today. But again, we're going to start with the Chiefs head coach. Here's Andy Reid from the podium.
All right. A couple injuries here. We put Marcus Kemp on IR with his ACL. Speaks is still being evaluated with his knee. Yelder has an ankle sprain. Dieter, Hunter, and Lovett, nothing's changed there. They are making progress, but they didn't practice today. And then Tyron Matthew, he practiced partially today, so he's doing okay. We made some changes. So Grayson, Beecham were released. Appreciate all that they did during camp for us. Dat is back. Jeff Allen's back. Tolivar, he has joined us as a wide receiver. And we got Dat. I mean, you saw Dat. He was out stretching with the team. He got here. We just made that transition. So it all cleared. And he came out and got busy in practice. And then Tyreek, for personal reasons, is not here, which I think you all know about. But anyways, with that, time's yours.
Coach, with them, with Dad and Jeff Allen coming back, what's that mean for the team? Obviously, since they've had experience with your offense and stuff, new.
Yeah, well, there's some just what you said. There's that senior leadership that has been through it before, and they know the offense. Jeff went here on the original one of my first year, and so. And then Dak came just a little bit after that. So, it's good to have them back out here. They're out here competing and working to make the football team. So that's what they're doing.
Dad jumped right in. He's running right out there. That's probably not surprising to you. He'd been around enough to know the offense.
Yeah, he's been working out, doing track workouts. So he's in pretty good shape right now. Leg looks good. That was a concern, but he's done well with it.
Why now with him? What about this time?
Yeah, it was just it was just the way the numbers worked and everything, and we stayed in touch with him, made sure he was good and healthy, and bring him back. That that leg was obviously a concern, but it's they did the checkup on him. He's doing great with it. So
you got him some work with ones today. Has he missed a whole lot here?
He just jumped right in.
Yeah,
Adam. I mean, he's ready to go. So he knows all the plays. He's a smart kid. Knows all the plays. Did a good job.
And I know you don't do anything just because you did it last year, right? Like you reevaluate. But can you explain sort of the benefit you see in playing guys a little bit more than most other NFL teams in this third game?
Yeah, so, well, I'm going to tell you that I've kind of stayed on the same schedule I've been on. I've always fluctuated a little bit. It's normally I give you guys the same time that I evaluate off of what I see. Try to go off of experience. And, you saw Pittsburgh did it last week, the same thing. They were playing their guys and gave them an opportunity to get in there and roll a little bit, and it just gets them in the flow. I mean, you get the ones against the ones, they kind of know what they're doing, and they get good work in, and you need that. You just need to kick it up a notch. It's not as fast as what you're getting in the regular season, but you're cranking it up, and it's the next step. So I've had success with it, therefore I've been doing it.
Is it more important Saturday in particular for the defense than the offense, just because everything's so new on that side?
Yeah, well, I think everybody needs to get in, and special teams included. I mean, we need work on offense and we need work on defense. I mean, I thought the defense was actually a bright spot the last game, and we need some work on the offense. So, that's why we do it, though. Yeah.
We had seen most of the camp that Cam Irvin was switching at different tackle positions today. He seemed to work mostly inside of the position. What led you to make that decision?
Yeah, he and Andrew they've been interchanged, but neither one of them have gotten a lot of reps at the other spot.
Right.
So we said, all right, rather than let's just let him get in there and work it. And so Cam got work it with the ones at the left guard, and Andrew took the left tackle, right tackle stuff, and with the other group, and kind of rotated in too. So you got a lot of good reps in, but. That's just something we've always done that here. So we try to keep the guys flexible. That's one thing with Jeff Allen. Jeff Allen can play all three positions, you know. So there's some value there.
You know. Is that something that could translate also or trickle into the couple of these last two preseason games at all? Seeing guys in different positions.
Yeah, we've tried to do that. Yeah, we've tried to move guys around and give them. We always tell them we're going to play the best guys, so let's give them a shot. Yeah, see what we got.
Is that a similar deal?
Tyreek back at practice tomorrow?
Yes. Yeah.
Similar deal with Tremont Smith, just getting a little bit of work at receiver today, just kind of intermixing with Wigan.
Yeah. So we told him when we moved to running back, we wanted a guy that could kind of swing in between the two, and Greg actually wanted to get him over there early because he runs, he's a good athlete, so. It was good to get him a little bit of work in there and learn that part. So that kind of player in this offense becomes, ends up being a valuable, if you can do both, it's a valuable position.
A couple more guys. Coach, NFL Films is premiering a film coming up called Lifetime of Sundays about four prominent female owners in the NFL, including Norma Hunt.
Yeah.
You know the family pretty well. Your thoughts on the project?
Yeah, well, I got a taste of it at the owner meeting, so unbelievable. I mean, everybody was in tears. It was crazy. The stories, you got to see it. It's just one of those you've got to see deals. I mean, it was phenomenal. It captured the whole audience, and Jane Goodell did the narration or the questions and answers there. What do we call that? Monitor? Yeah, monitor. She was the monitor, so she did a great job with it. And then the ladies, they were able to express themselves. And the history is phenomenal. Some of the stories are just unbelievable. Yeah.
Coach, do you foresee Morris Claiborne getting some work this week?
We'll see on that. Yeah, we haven't even got there yet. Yeah, I'm not that far along in this, so we're kind of getting through all this, and then we'll see.
Coach, how do you feel about your team, just in general terms? Where you are right now, where you need to be?
Yeah, I love the attitude and the work that they're putting in. I appreciate that. We still have a ways to go. We got to keep working, but we're doing some good things. But we got to keep building. You got to keep. It's early yet, and you got to keep your foot on the gas. You got to blank everything out, right? Got to put everything aside that you hear and go play. And so that's what this group's been doing that so far, and I appreciate that part.
So that's Chiefs head coach Andy Reid from his press availability on Tuesday. He welcomes Jeff Allen and DeAnthony Thomas back to the team, and you could hear in his voice he really doesn't think there's going to be too much of a transition for these guys who know the offense to dive right back in and get up to speed in the 2019 version, including Patrick Mahomes, Mecole Hardman, and some of the other different things that now exist. I found two points interesting in this press conference. Cam Irving had been working as a starting left guard on Tuesday. I thought it was interesting that Reed said he's just trying to mix him with Andrew Wiley. Andrew Wiley had been the starting left guard all training camp, so this was a little bit odd. But Reed said he just wants to get the two players experience at both positions. So the way I look at it is this. If one of the tackles, Eric Fisher or Mitch Schwartz, goes down, does it make more sense for the Chiefs to put Andrew Wiley at tackle and slide Cam Irving in than it does to just put Cam Irving at tackle? Is he better as a guard than a tackle? I tend to think that Wiley is still a starter, but the Chiefs are just trying some things out, and that makes sense to do at this time of the season. I also thought it was interesting, and you heard my question to Reed about Tremont Smith. The Chiefs were working Tremont Smith as a wide receiver now. Remember, he came as a cornerback, transitioned to a running back. He was working as a wide receiver on Tuesday. And it's just the Chiefs trying to see what they have in Smith. I think with Thomas now added to the roster, Smith making the team becomes more difficult because he served the Chiefs as a backup returner, where we've seen DeAnthony Thomas run as a backup returner before. He was actually a starting returner on this team over the past few years. So that certainly hurts the chances of Tremont Smith. All right, we're going to keep it moving here with the quarterback of your Chiefs. Here's Patrick Mahomes from the podium.
So you got a new face out there kind of during practice, right? DeAnthony Thomas came out. That was a kind of an odd thing to see happen. When did you know he was going to be on the team and kind of how that whole thing went down?
Yeah, they let me know before he got out there that he was going to be out there today. And, I mean, that's a fun guy. He goes out there, he works hard, and he's going to go out there and he'll be someone that we'll be able to utilize during hopefully the season.
He jumped right in. It looked like he even knew exactly where to be and all that stuff. Had he missed too much stuff different from last year?
I mean, there's definitely going to be stuff that's different than last year that he's going to have to learn. But the good thing about it is him being here all last year, he was able to see a lot of the base stuff. And so when we went back to those base plays and we ran those plays, he was able to get in there and get some work in.
I feel like this is something we ask you every week, but this will probably be the last game until Jacksonville. What do you need to accomplish or want to feel okay, ready to go for week one this week?
Yeah, I think just being a little bit more successful as an offense this next week, and that's not necessarily scoring points, but just moving the ball and not making as many mistakes as a whole. I feel like last week we were just off here and there on certain plays, and when you're not on that perfect sync, it makes you pay in the game.
Why do you think you guys were a little bit off sync in your own eyes?
I don't know exactly. I mean, it'd be one play where a quarterback would think a receiver's doing one thing and they do the other, and then there'd be another play when the offensive line might think the protection's going away. It was just kind of a mixture of everything, and so that's what the preseason's for. It's about fixing those things and getting them ready for the season.
Do you think you're getting enough reps in preseason? Because, you know, generally the first 4 weeks of the regular season, the play is not up to par, where it looks like the starters who haven't played in the preseason, you know, that shows in the first 4 weeks of the season. Are you getting enough reps?
Yeah, I mean, I think so for sure. I think we've been right on plan on what we're trying to do. We're able to go out there and play, and we've moved the ball, and then we've had drives where we haven't moved the ball. So it's about just going out there, figuring it out on the fly, and being able to have that game-like experience, and I feel like we've gotten that so far, and we'll get some more this week.
Can you contrast where you are mentally today versus a year ago, where you thought you were going to be good, you felt confident, but nobody really knows?
Yeah, it's definitely different. Just knowing that last year it was so new to me. Every single experience, every single thing I did was new to me. And where now I kind of have a plan of what I'm trying to do, what I'm trying to go out there and be efficient. Don't try to do too much and just be who I am. And so that's definitely something that I've kind of taken strides with a year under my belt.
How do you fight complacency? Everybody says you're the best quarterback in the NFL. You're the MVP. How do you fight that sense of I've accomplished all something already?
Yeah, I mean, until you win that Super Bowl, I don't think you can be complacent with anything. Being that close last year, I mean, you want to find a way to win it. And until you're able to do that and able to do it multiple times, I mean, you're never going to be complacent with where you're at.
Pat, what was it like for you to see Jeff Allen back in the mix?
I mean, it was awesome. I mean, he's a great guy. He's a veteran guy. He understands the offense. Someone you can trust in there. And so it was glad to have him back. You know he's going to get after it. And he's a lot of fun in the locker room as well.
Do you like the way that Tremont Smith's transition's going for you?
Yeah, he's able to. He's coming in. I mean, you can see all the talent in the world, and then he's just learning the offense. I mean, it's his first year in this offense, and he got a little bit of a late start, but he's picking it up fast and doing what we're telling him to do, and he's going to keep working hard, and he'll keep picking up the offense as we go.
This time of year, how much do you pay attention to other teams and maybe watch preseason games or watch film of opponents that you know you're going to face this year?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just like last night watching that San Fran game and the Broncos, you're getting to see those guys and see them play on the big stage and seeing who's making the plays and who's doing what. And so you always watch those games, especially when they're on TV. I mean, when you're at the house and if you're not looking at the playbook, you're usually watching some football. So it was good to be able to see some games like that and also just stay in tune with football and everything going on.
Welcome back to Arrowhead Pride's From the Podium. You heard Patrick Mahomes before the break. He's eager to get going again against the San Francisco 49ers. You could tell that the MVP is not pleased with how the reps have been going so far, so you look for some improvement on Saturday night. We're going to keep this show moving along with defensive end Frank Clark. Here's Clark from the podium.
How y'all doing?
What's up? How did it feel to get out there in the Chiefs uniform last week playing against Pittsburgh?
Man, it felt awesome. You know, it was you know, a lot of anticipation to get out there with my guys, man. Been practicing all, you know, spring with them all summer. And then just to finally get out there and finally enjoy myself out there with my teammates, natural football habitat, you know, it's amazing, you know.
And how's the wrist feeling?
Oh, wrist feeling excellent. You know, training staff, they took care of me. Rick did an excellent job. You know, Coach Reed just wanted to take, extra precautions and stuff, you know, checking out my x-rays and stuff. But it's feeling excellent now, you know, getting back to form, getting back to that 100% where we want to be at. But like I said, no relapses, none of that. So we just continue to go up from there.
Was anything we should look forward for in Saturday's game? Is there anything we should look forward from you in the defense in Saturday's game?
More fun. I said we want to have more fun out there. I say last week was the start. You know, that first and second drives, you know, we kind of gave a few glimpses of our first defense of how we want to play. But, you know, we want everybody else to come along too. Our second depth, you know, our thirds, you know, people who we want to look at, you know, down the road who we want to use in games. You know, those guys got to step it up too. And, you know, but like I said, have more fun. You want to see some more exciting plays. You know, we're going to play a little bit longer. So y'all go see us on the field a little bit more.
Frank, to this point, how comfortable do you feel like you and everybody is with the defense and the scheme change? And, you know, I know you weren't here last year, but just how is everyone adapting to it?
I feel like everyone's adjusting well. You know, Coach Spags, he's done a great job in being patient with us. You know, we have to be patient with him as well. But he's done a great job being patient with us. You know, it's a new system. You know, you usually see teams come in with new systems. You know, they first year and they have bad seasons. You know, most teams that come in under the new coordinator has bad seasons. One thing that Coach Spags has been continuously preaching to us is, you know, we want to be the opposite of that. We want to come in, you know, all spring, he wants us to grab this new concept, grab the new defense, you know, and take it all by storm. And I feel like the guys have done an excellent job doing that, you know, from the back end to the front end.
You feel like defensively you guys are ready for the regular season, knowing that you still have a couple of weeks of practice left?
Not ready yet, but we will be. Like, that's why you got two, three more weeks in preparations. And, you know, we got to fine-tune a few more things, you know, throw some plays out, add some new plays. You know how it go, man. We got two more. We still in training camp. You know, we went home, but, you know, we still in training camp. So we still fine-tuning everything. And I feel like, you know, these next 3 weeks are pivotal. You know, you got this next game coming up, third preseason game, where, you know, a lot of decisions get made after that game, of course, and then going into the final one. So I feel like after that fourth game, you know, you give those coaches some time to think, you know, and especially a coach like Coach Spags, you know, you give him some time and they have everything together for us.
Does it feel different down here, look, energy-wise, being in the facility as opposed to when you're up at camp? Does it feel like we're getting real close to the regular season?
Yeah, it's nothing against St. Joe's, but it's nothing like being back home in KC, man. It's nothing like it. You know, the energy, you can tell football season coming along, you know, the kids going back to school, starting to see the school. Once you start seeing those school buses come out and the trees fall off the trees, I mean, those leaves fall off the trees, you start knowing it's football season coming back around.
Now, the starting defense, they have yet to play mostly together, obviously. Matthew has played three plays first game, one play last week. How important is it for the starters on defense to get as much time in together in this game, considering they may not play much, if at all, next week?
I feel like it's important, especially with this week of practice. I feel like you start with this week of practice. You know, that's one thing we was all talking about as vets, you know, how important it is for us to bring the guys along and making them understand that this is one of our final weeks in preparation to get us ready to go to Jacksonville. So things like using this heat to our advantage. I see everybody out here with towels, everybody sweating like myself, you know, using this heat to our advantage. You know what I mean? It's 95 degrees, 93 degrees, whatever. You know, we go to Jacksonville, it's going to be the same type of temperature, if not hotter. So these are things we definitely want to use to our advantage, so we can get comfortable with this atmosphere, so we can go down there and give us our best shot.
You're one of the leaders on this defense, and there'll be some players that'll be, of course, leaving for the decisions that'll be made. Are you included in any of those decision making? Being the leader on the defense?
I don't make no decisions when it comes to those decisions. The only thing I can focus on is myself and then just, you know, bringing the guys along. You know, the guys we do have, I don't know. I talk to everybody the same, you know, whether you're an undrafted guy or, you know, a third rounder like my boy Colin. You know, I talk to everybody the same, you know, and my communication with them, you know, and being verbal is, you know, you got to want it. You know, as one of those undrafted guys, you got to understand your position. As one of those lower round guys, you got to understand your position. As an upper round guy, you got to know it. You know, what's expected of you. You know, you coming into this program, expect to play, expect to help, you know, this team win. So at the end of the day, you know, you got to know your expectation and be able to, you know, live up to that. As one of those lower guys, I feel like everything comes with preparation and stand down. You know, you got to stay true to yourself and understand that, you know, everything is not going to happen overnight. You know, it's going to take some time. It's going to take a little bit more grind, a little bit more film, a little bit more, you know, stand after in practice so that, you know, your coaches can notice you and your coaches can pay attention to that hard work you're putting in.
One thing that you mentioned earlier this offseason was working with Alex for the first time, getting together, understanding how you guys could help one another in pass rush. And we saw a glimpse of that Saturday with him getting the sack, you sort of pressuring the quarterback in his direction. To see a glimpse like that, how encouraging is that, and how's it been like to work with Alex?
Man, that's dope, man. A.O., I call him A.O., Alex Okafor. He's a great player. You know, he did great things out there for the Saints and stuff most recently. And just having the opportunity to play with him, man. Like you said, he got that great sack last week. He did a great move beating that old lineman's hands. And I look forward to watching him do it 10-plus more times this season. You know what I mean? It's going to be an exciting season all around, you know, not just for AO, but for some of our younger guys, for some of those, you know, guys who are developing, guys like TK, guys like Breeland Spears. You got a lot of guys, you know, especially as far as our D-line who, you know, coming a long way, you know, just myself watching them, you know, come in the league as younger players. And then, you know, to this year, you know, it's a lot of guys coming along. I'm proud of
this. You mentioned Spags a couple times. Has he tasked you with sort of being that locker room message guy as far as making sure the players are sticking to what he's preaching to them?
I mean, at the end of the day, it's not a specific person. You got that task. I feel like that's everybody's task. You know, I look at my rookies like, tell me, you know, talk to me. Tell me if you see something you see me, you know, doing better. Talk to me, you know, don't be scared. Don't look at me like this vet, this guy that's paid or whatever. And man, talk to me, communicate. Let me know what I can do so I can fine tune my game as well. And I feel like that's the message around our locker room right now. You know, we don't need our coaches telling us, you know, what to do. We shouldn't at this point, you know what I mean? We're coming up on the third preseason game. We had all camp to do that in the spring. We had all camp to do that in the summer. It's time to fine-tune stuff and get ready for the season, though.
This time of year, how much time do you spend watching either other preseason games or films of future opponents, or even in your case, you know, watching your own team in Seattle?
Man, this time of year?
Yeah.
A lot. I can't stress how important it is to be watching film right now and then going back into your notes and studying. You know, one thing I feel like, you know, a lot of guys don't do is save notes. You know, you got to understand you're going to play these same teams and these same people throughout your years in the league. You know, so when you get to year 4, year 5, year 6, you know, you got notes. Imagine how many notes you got from playing 16 games or 21 games or 20 games, you know, deep. And you're playing these same teams and the same people get familiar to you. You know, you got notes on everybody. Now you can bring all these notes together and you can look at strengths and weaknesses. You can look at what you did for this game to help win. I've been playing the 49ers for the last 4 years in Seattle. They've been our conference rival. You don't think I got notes on them? You don't think I got notes on Joe Staley? I know exactly what to do against them. I know exactly how to beat their old linemen. You know, it's things like that. It's things you got to understand about the football game to help yourself out.
Does Joe Staley have notes on you?
I'm sure he does. They all do. Can't stop it, though.
To me, the most important news there from Clark is that his wrist is fine. I was a little bit worried when, for a couple days in a row, Frank Clark up in St. Joseph was dealing with this wrist. And you know how wrist injuries can go. They can be a little weird. So the fact that he now feels comfortable, I think that's a very good thing. You can tell as a leader of this defense, he still thinks that the Chiefs are working on it, and that is to be expected. There was a scheme change with Steve Spagnuolo this offseason, still working on getting used to the 4-3, still working on some new roles and positions for a lot of these guys. Earlier in the show, we mentioned that Jeff Allen is now back with the Chiefs. He had an opportunity to speak to the media on Tuesday. Here's offensive lineman Jeff Allen from the podium.
How does it feel to be back now that you are back here with the Chiefs?
I feel awesome. It feels like I've never left. It hasn't been that long, to be honest.
What made now the time to come back?
It was just a good time in my life. You know, between me and my family, we felt like, you know, this is an opportunity where, you know, I get a chance to won a Super Bowl with a great organization, with great people that we love and like, good teammates, good coaches, front office, everything.
Were you surprised to hear from Brett Veach or anybody from the Chiefs when they reached out to see if maybe this could work out?
No, I wasn't surprised. I'll just leave it at that.
What have you been doing the past couple of weeks?
I've been training with my trainer back in Dallas, Duke Mannyweather, and making cookies.
Jeff, how long do you think it'll take for you to pick up the scheme of things?
I already pretty much know everything. I've been in the offense. This will be 5 years now. There's some new things here and there, but for the most part, it's the same.
As a vet, how nice was it to not have to go through training camp and everything like that?
I'm not going to lie to you. Physically, it was nice, but it's always good to get in here mentally, yeah. Get around some new teammates, you know, build that trust with one another. That, you know, that's important. I think that's really important. But physically, it was nice. But getting around the new guys would have been nice too.
Did they say whether or not you're going to get ripped Saturday night?
I don't know the plan. I'm just here to do my job, man.
Was there communication off throughout the off season with Andy and Brett, sort of thinking that this could be a possibility?
Here and there. I always was ready. You know, I'm just waiting. Obviously, being a veteran, you hear from other people and all that. I just was waiting for the right opportunity, and this is the obvious one.
Jeff, when you say making cookies, is that your wife's business? Can you just tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, my wife started a cookie business last year called Cookie Society, and you know, I've been helping her this off season, getting in the kitchen, baking, scooping dough, all those types of things.
Is it tough to not, like, not have too many of those when you're still training to be there?
To be honest, when you make so many of them, you don't want any.
As you can tell there, Jeff Allen has never been the most talkative guy, but I think the takeaway you have is that he's comfortable coming in this late and still feels confident that he can get used to this offense, and he won't be jumping in as a starter along the offensive line, but he will provide key depth. The Chiefs have had a number of injuries over the past few years along the O-line, so having a guy like Jeff Allen, who you know you could trust as a veteran, is important for this team. You also heard that he hasn't been partaking in the cookies that his wife has made, a great company called the Cookie Society. So for all you non-NFL players out there, maybe give it a try. I'm sure that Jeff Allen would appreciate that. The Chiefs are back to practice on Wednesday, so we will have another From the Podium before the end of the week. My name is Pete Sweeney. I'm the editor-in-chief over at arrowheadpride.com. You can follow me on Twitter at PG Sween. That's PGSWEEN. Make sure you follow Arrowhead Pride and go ahead and give us a rating and a review. We appreciate it. I thank you for listening to From the Podium.